This is Akashvani, the news read by Sarabjit Kaur. The External Affairs Ministry has said that the recent remarks by the US State Department on Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal's arrest are unwarranted. Addressing media in New Delhi yesterday, Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said, "Any such external imputation on India's electoral and legal processes is completely unacceptable." India had lodged its strong objection and protest with a senior official from the U.S. Embassy yesterday with regard to the comments made by the U.S. State Department. The spokesperson highlighted that India is proud of its independent and robust democratic institutions and committed to protect them from any form of undue external influences. The External Affairs Ministry has reiterated that Arunachal Pradesh was, is and will remain an integral and inalienable part of India. Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal was responding to media queries in New Delhi yesterday. On Indian nationals seeking discharge from Russian army, the spokesperson said, "Ministry is constantly in touch with Russian authorities over the matter." He said India has taken it up strongly for them to have its nationals released and discharged as early as possible. Good Friday is being observed all over the world today, marking the crucifixion of Jesus Christ. On this day, Jesus Christ sacrificed his life out of love for everyone and while suffering for the sins of humanity. It is observed on the Friday before Easter Sunday that marks the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Prayers and masses have been organized in churches and chapels. It is also known as Holy Friday, Great Friday, Black Friday and Easter Friday. On the occasion of Good Friday, people wish one another strength and happiness. The Easter celebration will begin on the following Sunday, on the 31st of March. Prime Minister Narendra Modi recalled the sacrifice of Jesus Christ on the occasion of Good Friday today. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, "Today on Good Friday, we remember the profound sacrifice of Jesus Christ. He hoped that everyone will find strength in the lessons of compassion and forgiveness it teaches us." A Delhi court has extended the Enforcement Directorate's ED custody of Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal till the 1st of April in the money laundering case related to the alleged liquor policy scam case. He was arrested on 21st of this month by the ED. Special Judge Kaveri Baveja of Rouse Avenue Court passed the remand extension order after Kejriwal was produced in court on the expiry of his six-day ED custody. On Wednesday, Delhi High Court had declined interim relief to Kejriwal and only issued notice on his plea challenging the arrest and remand. The notification for the second phase of Lok Sabha elections was issued yesterday. 88 Lok Sabha seats in 12 states and union territories, along with the remaining part of the outer Manipur Lok Sabha constituency, will go to polls in this phase on 26th of next month. Last date for filing of nominations is 4th of April. Nominations can be filed till the 4th of April. The scrutiny of nominations across all states and union territories will be done on the 5th of April, except in Jammu and Kashmir. In J&K, scrutiny will be held on the 6th of April. Jailed gangster turned politician Mukhtar Ansari has died due to cardiac arrest at the Bandha Medical College Hospital in Uttar Pradesh last night. He was admitted to the hospital earlier in the day after his condition allegedly deteriorated after he fainted inside the district jail where he was lodged. State Director General of Police Prashant Kumar said that prohibitory orders under CRPC Section 144 have been imposed across the state following Ansari's death. As a precautionary measure, security has been tightened in Firozabad, Ghazipur, Mau, Varanasi and other districts of the eastern UP region. Police conducted flag march in Firozabad. Russia has vetoed a UN resolution which ended the monitoring of United Nations sanctions against North Korea over its nuclear program. The move sparked the Western accusations saying Russia is trying to protect its weapon purchases from North Korea for use in its war against Ukraine. In IPL cricket, Royal Challengers Bengaluru will lock horns with Kolkata Knight Riders at the M. Chinnaswamy Stadium in Bengaluru. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.